This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Jane Steinberg.
Artie, Six Killer Clark, Gene and Chris, encounters with star people.
What I'll do, Artie, is I'll shoot you Daryl's contact information. I think his website is alienhunter.com.
He did
release, I think, an article that talks about, you know, the demographic information that that kind of leapt out of the survey information that he's been collecting. And I happened to be at a conference when he debuted this particular fact, and I was very, very intrigued by that. I'm not quite sure what to make of it, but it would be interesting if that bears out.
I haven't heard this before, but I sure would be interested in following up on it.
Yeah, there's another group with Dr. Tyler Kochjohn, who are also doing very extensive surveys with abductees. And I think one of the preliminary findings that they determined was the same, that if you have a mixture of Cherokee and Celtic blood or genetic background, that there seems to be a higher ratio of people that have been abducted with that combination. And that would be interesting to
it's very interesting. I would like to follow up on that. And also, you know, it would be important to me to know, you know, obviously these people are not full bloods, because if they're a combination, you know, I know they're not a whole lot of Cherokees who are, you know, full blood today. I don't know
the
percentage, but
not many.
It would be interesting. It's interesting research. If you can send me any information that can let me follow up on that, I sure would appreciate it. Okay.
Yeah, not a problem. And we'll do that after we're done taping here. I'm wondering about, you know, I've always been interested in other indigenous peoples around the world and their traditions of star people. I'm wondering, in the work that you've done, and I know that you have visited the Maya and other tribal groups in the Americas, what other correlations do we see cross-culturally between these stories and legends, and what other differences, what sort of anomalies stick out, let's say, that might differentiate between one regional group versus, you know, let's say, North versus South American traditions?
Well, actually, they're very similar in that there are some accounts in South America of specific individuals that came and you know, had a tremendous impact upon their lives and you know, what they became. But I don't know, I'm trying to think of something that perhaps I could give you to answer that question, but
nothing really jumps out at you right now.
Nothing. Yeah.
Okay. Here's another line of research that I've always been intrigued with. Of course, Dr. Jacques Vallée wrote probably his seminal work from 1969 as Passport to Magonia. And this is where he looks at the tradition of little people and of elemental beings and their possible relationship to what we now refer to as aliens, or the Native Americans would refer to as star people. Do we see any correlations between the real rich tradition of little people lore that we find in Native American cultural knowledge? And do we see any correlations that you might be able to look at that are also similar to star being stories?
Well, you know, several tribes, American Indian tribes, have stories of little people. And of course, you know, the Maya have stories of little people. In fact, if you, if you go to the ancient city of Uxmal, there is a legend there that speaks of the great pyramid there, the great temple.
Yeah, the temple of the magician.
Right. It was built by a small, you know, man. And when I was with the elders there, they say that the way he was able to do that is because flying ships brought in, you know, helped him do that. There were flying ships that came in and helped him. So, you know, that's, you know, the Macuzi Indians of the Amazon and northern Brazil, you know, they're, they talk about the hollow earth. And they say that their oral traditions tell of a time when they were entrusted with the secret knowledge of the underground realm of the inner earth. And that they were allowed to visit this hidden land and interact with the giants who resided there. And there are many stories in both South and North America about giants, you know, that lived upon the land when tribal groups, you know, some lived peacefully, others did not. You know, the Cherokee have a story of the blue people who lived underground, who came out and they grew crops, but they lived underground, and then they would come out and they would harvest their crops at night because their eyes were such that they could not live in the sun. The Macuzis, on the other hand, were given the task to look after the hollow earth so nobody could enter this mysterious cavern, you know. And they talked about in their legends how you would travel for 3 days and you would descend these giant stairways. And then on the third day, they wouldn't need torches or anything because when they would arrive on the third day, it was illuminated by lights that were already in the cave, and there were giant lanterns the size of watermelons that were there. And then they talked about if you travel 4 or 5 more days, that you would end up in an area where you were weightless.
Wow.
So there were all kinds of stories that I came across, you know, in that part of the world. The last of the Macuzi say that until the year 1907, they would enter the caverns and would walk for 13 or 15 days in order to arrive at this cavern world. And there below the surface of the earth or inside the surface of the earth lived these giants. And that they were very tall. They were good people. And they respected the Macuzis, but according to them, no one has been there since the early 1900s. And the Macuzis are actually the guardians of the underworld. They protect the entrance to the underworld.
And this is northern Brazil, you said?
Yes, this is in Brazil.
Well, interesting. I wrote a book which looked at the you know, the cultural archetype of the trickster and how it manifests in various indigenous cultures around the world and Western cultures as well. And when I started doing a chapter on elementals, I thought, you know, I'd be talking mostly about the Celtic countries and leprechauns and fairies and brownies. But I was amazed and had no idea that most,
you know,
if not all.
They have the mini Huni, you know.
I was going to say that every regional group of Native Americans have traditions of underground dwelling beings or small elementals who, in kind of a general version, they're there when the natives maybe migrate to a particular part of the country and they have to drive them out. But I was amazed of tribe after tribe after tribe have accounts of small diminutive beings, giants in some cases, who are said to live underground. They invariably end up coming to, you know, hostile sort of relations with these beings and end up driving them out so that they can settle their land. It's not only the Cherokee, it's the Indians of the Northwest, all up and down the Rocky Mountains. There's
Paiute over, you know, in Nevada, you know, they tell the story of the red-haired cannibalistic giants. You find the same thing down in Georgia.
With Gene, Chris, and Artie, you're in
the Paracast.
The award-winning graphic converter, the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. Get 20% off from lemkesoft.de/gene. That's lemkesoft.de/gene. As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins Best of Awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So, Arnie was picking up on the tale of what? Giant cannibals?
Well, I would tell the story of the... It's like a legendary tribe of red-haired cannibalistic giants that lived in the area where they were, and how in what is today called the Lovelock Cave of Nevada, and they were forced to kill them. there are so many stories out there. You even find stories of red-haired giants that lived on this land down in Georgia. So yep. There are stories of cannibalistic giants who lived in the area of the Rio Grande, and where the tribes coming across from Mexico who came into the southeastern part of the United States had to make sure that they sneaked around the cannibalistic tribes there.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are a lot of stories of giants that lived on the, and a lot of stories of defeating a giant that just terrorized the people.
Yeah, and down in Patagonia, I think early European explorers, rounding the Cape, the Straits of Magellan down there. There's one, actually several accounts of crew members going from their ship aboard, going through the land and looking for supplies and encountering huge giants, for lack of a better description. You mentioned the Lovelock Caves in Nevada. Weren't there mummies that were discovered there, I think, in the 20s?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, you know, they've discovered also petroglyphs down in the Supai Canyon in Arizona of these huge men attacking smaller men. In Georgia, you know, as I was saying, they found a walled-off city off the coast of Georgia the Sapelo Island. The city is actually thought to be older than the Egyptian pyramids. And the ancient Indian legends actually refer to it as the walled city where the giants with hair like red flames dwelled. Chief Rolling Thunder of the Comanches, he talked of an ancient white race of giants. You'll find that in the history books in 1857. He said that there was a race of white men about 10 feet tall. And he said, far richer and more powerful than any white people living today, he said. That they inhabited the country and they, their fortifications, they had fortifications that crowned the summits of mountains, he said. And he said that they would destroy anyone that came in. And he said that compared to the men who came later, they were like a small men. And you know the same thing when in DeSoto, when he came into the Florida Panhandle, you know, he came upon a group of people from the Muskegon culture, and you can see that today. The Spanish called them Los Indigio Gigantes, the giant Indians. I'm trying to think of the town now in northern Florida where they have a whole museum there to this tribe of people. That were giants, and of course anthropologists believe that it was due to selective breeding, whether that's the case or not.
Right, maybe it was a farm club for the NBA.
Maybe an Aztec legend tell about a giant race that lived in the Cholula Indians of Mexico say that the first race created by the gods were giants. The Chavin people of Peru were apparently giants. The Quechua Indians tell of a giant race who came from the Pacific Ocean and invaded their territory. And they said the giants were so huge that an ordinary man would only reach his kneecap.
Wow.
And, you know, the Inca Indians also have stories about giants in Bolivia. Have you ever read De Leon's book called The Chronicle of Peru? Where he relates stories in there about giants who landed on the coast of Peru and the ancient legends of the people. So there are many, many stories out there of the giant races that inhabited North and South America.
Yeah, and I find it interesting that you have the two extremes. On one hand, you have very consistent stories of you know, human type beings of immense stature. And you also have, conversely, you have stories of organized groups of diminutive beings who are a foot to 2 feet tall and fully developed. Of course, you have the Pedro Mountain mummy that was found, I believe, in Idaho, of a 14-inch tall, middle-aged.
Nirumbi. They were thought to live here in the Pryor Mountains of Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And they were also thought to have given visions to Pleniku. You know, that was the great 20th century crow chief. They were also credited and are credited today with keeping the crow people safe. It is said that some of the members of the crow tribe, even today, if they pass through the Pryor Gap, they will leave offerings for the little people in remembrance of what they did to aid the crows. There's just dozens of stories of little people, and there you can find them in the Shoshone and the Arapaho down in Wyoming have all kinds of stories about the little people. Their little people are really mean.
I found an account from 1905 in the New Mexico Ethnographic Journal in the 1880s at the Picturas Pueblo in New Mexico. The Pueblo was attacked by an army of small 1.5 to 2 foot tall warriors, extremely fierce, and the Pueblo was almost overrun, and they had to literally send out for reinforcements from the Santa Clara Pueblo, and their warriors came and were able to drive them back. But this is in an esteemed ethnographic journal in 1905, and it was taken very seriously. The way the scientist or anthropologist wrote this thing up, it was not done tongue in cheek. It was written just take away the descriptions of
account of what was going on.
Right, and it was taken at face value by the researchers. Do you think there's any parallel? Could these giants and could these small diminutive types be somehow associated with some of the Star People legends? Could we find any sort of connecting point there? Or do you think we're dealing specifically with earthbound groups that have just developed differently?
Let's have that answer in our next segment, okay? Thanks.
Okay.
With Artie Sixkiller Clark and Gene and Chris, you're in
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, There's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
So, Artie, Chris asked you a question in our last segment, which now go ahead and respond to.
Well, I haven't heard that about the little people, but I certainly have heard it about giants, that there is a connection with the stars, that these are entities that come from the stars. Well, you know, even the Paiute talk about these people that lived, you know, when they came to that part of Nevada in that Lovelock area, that when they decided to leave, this was another group, not the Giants group, but that they, not the red-haired Giants, but they talk about this other group that was very good to them. And when they left, they climbed ladders to the sky, they said. And that's why they say they married among the Paiutes. And that's why when the people came, when the white men first came to that part of the world, they found when these star people decided to leave, they had mated with earth women. And so they took the children who looked most like them with them. But they left behind the ones that looked more like the native people. And they said that's why even today you will find blonde-haired children that are Paiute, but it is because of their intermarriage with the star people.
Now, in general, if you're going to intermarry with another species, they have to be pretty close, genetically speaking.
Well, absolutely. I mean, they look like humans other than that they were fair and blonde and blue-eyed, apparently.
So basically, I can go across to the McDonald's restaurant and have a hamburger, and the person sitting just down from me could be a star person, and I probably wouldn't know.
That's right. Absolutely. At least that's what I've been told.
David Jacobs would just love to hear that because, you know, we're getting into his territory of hybrids and they walk among us type. Type
absolutely.
Scary stuff, which sounds great. Someone should do a screenplay. Another thing that I wanted to ask you about is occasionally you'll, when you research the subject, invariably you'll run into accounts that talk about the return of these beings, and that seems to me to be a consistent element that you find in these stories, that they're gone now, they occasionally come back and visit, there is some sort of interaction, but there's that hint that at the end of this current world, we're going to have a, you know, a very obvious return of these beings, leaving no room for interpretation. Have you encountered this, and what is your take on the return of the star people, and what kind of role that might play historically?
I haven't encountered that at all. That the whole idea is of the aliens are going to save us from ourselves, that giant spacecraft are going to come and take the faithful away while the rest of us, you know, destroy each other. None of that have I ever encountered. And rarely, and I mean rarely in the stories I've collected, have I ever heard the idea that the star people are interested in helping to save us or gives advice on ways that we could change things, and it just doesn't happen. And yet I know there's a lot of stories like that.
Well, there's a lot of confabulation. I too have not heard anything about anything, anyone from out there coming to solve us save us from ourselves.
Yeah, we have to save ourselves, not somebody else.
Yeah. I wasn't even suggesting that as an element to the stories and kind of little twist at the end of Legends that I've encountered. But
I think that it all goes together, though, don't you? Because, you know, you look at people suggesting that the star people are going to return after we destroy ourselves or before we destroy, you know, that whole thing around 2012, you know, the Maya loved it because it was a way for them to piggyback on this whole idea of the new age of the spacecraft showing up and carting away all of these believers.
Well,
because
they also
could sell things. You know, you couldn't go to Palenque. And I would go to Palenque several times leading up to 2012, and you'd be
I was there
accosted
too.
by young artists saying, do you want to see our Mayan astronaut? And when you sit down with them and say, what are you doing this? They say, to make money. You know, that's what the tourists like.
Well,
and, you know, they would have these intricate carvings that were reproductions of the sarcophagus, you know, which were just beautiful art pieces. But they would sell them, you know, to these tourists who had come there to see the Palenque astronaut, all the time knowing that this absolutely was a falsehood and had nothing to do with the true story of King Pakal, you know?
Yeah, I'm very, very knowledgeable about that subject. My brother has the finest reproduction of Pakal's sarcophagus lid done in native Palenque limestone. It is the finest in existence. It also has the activation hole behind the ear so that you can put in a little peg and with the knotted, little knotted twine, you can do the calculations on the lid. I'm really up to speed on that. I was actually in Palenque, in mid to late November, 2012, staying at the Chanka and finding out that the locals down there were jacking up prices three, four times.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was.
You know, and it would be so interesting to watch them because I kind of developed a sign language. You know, there are different dialects with the Mayan. Of course, I had a couple of guys who could speak, you know, fluent. They were fluent in some of the different dialects. But often I'd find myself alone, you know, with just a group of, I'd sit with those Maya artists there that were selling to the tourists just out of interest to watch the interaction, you know, what was going on and to see the kinds of things that, you know, they were loving it because they were making money.
But at the same time,
they knew. I mean, they were exploiting the situation of all of this stuff that was coming out.
Yeah, and, well, that's, you know, that's called savvy, you know, being a savvy businessman. But getting back to my point that I was bringing up about the return of these celestial beings or the return of legendary figures. Now, what springs to mind for me, of course, here in the Southwest, is the return of True White Brother. And when he arrives before the end of the Fourth World, he's not coming to save all our problems and save us from ourselves or solve all our problems. He's coming to kill all the Ka-Hopi or the false Hopi. And the story has a kind of an unpleasant twist that generally it could be translated as he will be decapitating all the people that have lost the true way, do not honor nature, are not living the golden rule. And these people will lose their heads.
Is
how Grandfather Martin, he kind of struggled a little bit to give me the sort of the literal translation. But basically what he was saying is it's going to be kind of like the Red Queen in Alice in Wonderland. It's off with their heads, you know.
Kind of well, French it's very Revolution similar stuff. To Christianity telling you if you don't follow the Ten Commandments, you're going to burn in hell.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's that always when it's associated with that religious aspect is that punishment of the non-believer or the sinner or the, you know, the ones who've lost their way. So when
right.
I look at some of these Hopi stories, you know, I just see as such a spiritual component that it is a threat to the people that you better follow this or you're going to burn, you know, your heads are going to be lopped off or you're going to burn in hell if you're a Christian.
Let's continue here with more of this with Gene and Chris and Artie. You're in
the Spearcast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items. And entails t-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of t-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great t-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You know, when I hear this, they're going to get their heads locked off because they're Christian. It sounds like ISIS or ISIL.
I know. It does, doesn't it?
Oh, boy.
Well, here's another example of the return of a star being. Doesn't the story of White Buffalo Calf Woman talk about her returning at the end of this current world, and that the people will know it's time for her return when the White Buffalo herd is born?
I think that is a perhaps a part of their story, but I'm not. It's not a part, as far as I know, of the traditional story. Because the traditional story says that the White Buffalo Woman disappeared over the horizon after she told them.
Right.
The people saw her walking off and outlined against the red ball of the setting sun. And
right.
As she went, she stopped and rode over four times. The first time she turned into a black buffalo, the second time into a brown one, and the third into a red one. And finally, the fourth one, she rode over and she turned into a white female buffalo.
Right.
And the white buffalo is the most sacred living thing you could ever encounter if you are a Lakota.
Yeah.
And then they say, maybe sometimes she will come back. But I know that some of the appearance of the white buffalo was a foretelling of a major change to take place. So that's all I've ever heard.
Well, you know the story of the herd, right? You know, Miracle Moon was born in May 1998 to the
right.
Jim and Dean O'Reilly right outside, I think, of Pine Ridge.
I know the white buffalo being born, but a second one was born, wasn't that?
No, the herd has 19 animals in it, or that was the total number of white buffalo that have been born to that particular herd. There's 19 of them.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, a bunch of them have already passed on and died. Only one has died of violence, and that was the ninth one was struck by lightning. But that herd used to be right here.
I haven't heard stories that much, so I really can't speak intelligently about it,
Yeah, that particular herd, after the second one was born in 1999 and their ranch for the second time became Mecca, the Rileys decided to move, and they were fast-talked into getting a ranch at 8,000 feet right at the base of the San Francisco Peaks. In 2010, we had about 30 feet of snow there, and poor Jim was struggling through the snow with hay bales to keep the buffalo fed, and he died of a massive heart attack. And a group of us got together and helped Dina raise several $1 million to move the ranch down to sea level, first to Ashland, Oregon, and then now the herd is in Ukiah, California. And they've had a total, I think, of 19 born. I have a little video on my YouTube channel that tells the story if you're interested.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah, pretty amazing story. And these animals, I've seen, I saw probably 8 or 9 of them, I think, when I did the video. they are an anomaly. They are not albinos. They have brown eyes. They go through a complete color change, as you described, from white to beige, beige to brown, brown to red, red to black, and then back, reverse. It takes about a year and a half for them to go through the color change. But they're not albinos, and they have not been born from the same parents. They've been born from different pairings. It's statistically impossible for this to take place. But according to what I heard, is that this supposedly is a sign that white buffalo calf woman is returning. As you said, there's going to be a great change, similar to the version of the Maya and the Hopi myths of not so much, you know, an apocalypse, the world's going to end and we're all going to die, but a great change that would signal the end of this current world. And boy, I'll tell you right now, we could use a reboot, a reset right now, the way things are going on this planet. I think it's, and you'll probably agree, that we're living in an age of dysfunctional, well, don't get me going, then we'll start talking about politics.
No politics, please.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you and our listeners.
You know, I just haven't talked to any elders about, you know, the appearance of the white buffalo and what it might mean for the future. And if it is an indication that white buffalo woman is coming back, all I have been told is that it's a warning of a great change that's going to come upon the earth unless we change our ways.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I have a feeling that.
And I know too. You know, I'll go to different reservations, and people say you need to come home, you need to come here and live, and get out of
right.
Where you are, you know, because this is the only place that's going to be safe. You know, you need to come back. So you know, there's a, you know, I even ran onto a Lacandon Indian down in near Palenque who told me that.
Oh, they're
said,
wonderful.
You know, I'm already prepared, and my family is prepared for this end to come. And he says, you're welcome to come. Come and stay with us.
Yeah. Yep. You have to be above, I think it's above 7,000 feet. And, of course, the Lacandon live in the highlands and, around Palenque, San Cristobal, and that's in the highlands. So it's above the high water mark.
Well, at least you have an exit plan. I don't like heights, so I'm stuck where I am.
Well, I already live at almost 6,000 feet, so I won't have too far to climb.
Yeah, you won't have to go far. And I'll probably have beachfront property here if all this comes to pass. Of course, you have to take all these stories, you know, with a grain of salt. There is a certain amount of allegory going on here, and morality tales and such. But I think at the heart of it, it does speak to some sort of truth, and I do really feel that things are going to get a lot more dicey before we see some sort of golden age.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not disagreeing
well,
with you.
That we come out on the other end doing a lot better.
Yeah.
Well, I sure hope so. Maybe, you know, I could be persuaded then to, you know, close yeah. my eyes, take a trip where I'm not really aware of the higher height, and then maybe I'll be able to tolerate it. But right now, when you tell me you're living 7,000 feet, or my friends in Colorado living in
yeah.
elevated destinations, you know, that's fine for them, and they can enjoy themselves, or as we say back in Brooklyn, mazel tov, but not yet for me. Artie Sixkiller Clark, again, this has been a lot of fun to talk about all these legends and their impact. Can you tell our listeners if they want more information about the things you've done, where they can check you out?
Sure, they can go to my website at www.sixkiller.com, or they can write me directly at Artie@sixkiller.com. I answer every email, so if you guys want to write me, do so.
And you're also invited to our forums at forum.theparacast.com, because sometimes our guests go over there and see what our listeners have to say. And sometimes it gets to be kind of interesting. You can check us out on Twitter if you look for The Paracast. Look for The Paracast on Twitter. I'm not super active there, and I really should be, but I mostly just announce episodes of the show. On Facebook.
Tweet, tweet. Tweet.
Chris didn't just do that.
tweet, tweet.
I am imagining this. I am having some kind of weird paranormal experience or just a plain nightmare. You can find us on Facebook. Two Paracast fan clubs. Let them make a sound for that. Okay, you see, I finally got him to quiet down. We also have a second radio show called After the Paracast. It's a show that consists of color commentary, general conversations, special guest interviews, and more. But you can only get it if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. That's P-L-U-S .theparacast.com. We also give you a commercial-free version of this show. Better quality audio. And if you subscribe for 5 years or even take a lifetime subscription, and they're real special rates too, by the way, we'll give you free ebooks. And sometimes I offer special premiums for my collection of UFO material. So someone who subscribed lifetime got a whole collection of sci-fi magazines from me in addition to the lifetime subscription. Check out plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Artie Six Killer Clark, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Well, you're sure welcome. I always enjoy talking to you guys. I never know where the conversation is going to go, but I love it. Thank you.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.